Welcome to the podcast series of Kohan Textile Journal, a leading textile media platform in Middle East and Africa. I want you to picture something for a second. Imagine you're walking into like the lobby of a newly built ultra high-end boutique hotel, or maybe the sprawling headquarters of a major tech company.
Like those massive sweeping spaces.
Exactly. You walk through those heavy revolving glass doors, you look down, and there's this incredibly intricate, completely customized design on the carpet beneath your feet. It might be a sweeping, continuous gradient of colors fading from deep navy to bright gold, or maybe a photorealistic motif that perfectly matches the architectural branding of the building. Hmm. Have you ever wondered why historically you almost never saw designs like that on industrial grade carpets?
Yeah, and more importantly, why you're suddenly starting to see them everywhere.
Right.
It's something most people completely take for granted. We walk on these surfaces every single day. Hmm. I mean, you look at a modern wall covering or a piece of fast fashion, and you just expect complex, limitless patterns.
Yeah, we're so used to it.
Exactly. But for the longest time, the floor beneath our feet was trapped in a very different, much more rigid technological era.
Which is the fundamental focus of our deep dive today. We're unpacking this brilliantly detailed article from the Kohan Textile Journal. It's written by their editor-in-chief, Benham Ghassemi, and he details this massive ground-up digital revolution that is currently sweeping through the carpet industry.
Driven specifically by the Kalera system.
Right, engineered by Zimmer Austria. And to truly grasp why this specific technology is, turning an entire global industry on its head, we have to look backward at the mechanical limitations that held the industry hostage for decades.
Yeah, to appreciate the breakthrough, you really have to understand the historical context of the production logic. For mm-hmm. decades, the entire carpet manufacturing sector has relied on a highly predictable, but honestly, fiercely inflexible physical process.
Right.
If a brand wanted to manufacture a carpet, the design was entirely dictated by the weaving structures themselves. You were physically bound by the loom's configuration, the mechanical jacquard programming, and, well, whatever specific yarn systems you actually had loaded onto the creels.
Okay, let's unpack this, because reading through those operational constraints, a really specific analogy came to mind. Traditional carpet manufacturing operates a lot like one of those antique printing presses with the heavy metal type.
Oh, that's a good comparison.
Right. Like the ones where an operator has to physically arrange every single metal letter onto a board before pressing the paper. If your goal is to print 10,000 copies of the exact same newspaper page, that metal press is fantastic.
Yeah, it's built for scale and stability.
Exactly, and repetition. But it becomes a massive expensive headache the moment you decide you want to change a single word or, swap out a color halfway through the run.
That is a phenomenal way to visualize the limitation. With a traditional loom setup, every single design change requires mechanical intervention. I mean, the machine literally must be stopped.
Right, you can't just hit a button.
No, not at all. The operators need to configure new yarn setups. You have to thread new colors, deal with physical sampling delays, run test batches. And because of all that intensive manual labor and machine downtime, manufacturers are forced to enforce incredibly high minimum order quantities.
Because they have to justify the setup cost.
Exactly. They have to produce miles of the exact same design just to absorb those costs and make the run financially viable.
You simply cannot produce a small custom batch of carpets without bleeding money. Which means the traditional model delivers huge volumes of repetitive designs very efficiently, but it completely fails to meet what today's fast-paced contract and hospitality markets actually demand.
Yeah, they definitely don't want 10,000 identical hotel rooms anymore.
No, they want speed, flexibility, and highly differentiated localized designs. Which brings us to the digital shift. Or rather, why carpets were so incredibly late to the digital party.
Well, digital printing completely transformed adjacent industries decades ago. Fast fashion, home textiles, ceramics, custom wall coverings, they all adopted digital printing, shed their mechanical constraints, and never looked back.
But carpets just stubbornly resisted.
They did. And the core reason comes down to the sheer, uncompromising physics of the material.
Right. The very things that make a luxury commercial carpet great. You know, the thickness, the density, the plushness are the exact things that make it an absolute nightmare to print on.
Yeah. Consider the three-dimensional nature of a thick pile rug compared to, like, a flat t-shirt. You have highly structured surfaces, intense durability requirements, and a demand for absolute color fastness.
Because people are walking on it.
Exactly. When someone walks on that carpet 10,000 times with wet shoes or dragging heavy luggage, the color cannot rub off or fade. Standard digital textile printers simply could not force dye deep enough into a dense floor covering without the ink just pooling on top or bleeding outward.
And that is where the Kalaris system enters the picture. It is engineered specifically to conquer floor coverings. But I have to admit, when I first started reading about this system, I was highly skeptical. I found myself wondering, wait, so is this just a giant inkjet printer for rugs?
Right, like an office printer.
Yeah. Do you just feed a blank white carpet in one end and it sprays ink on it like the desktop printer in my home office?
What's fascinating here is that it is absolutely not just an adapted digital printer. You cannot just scale up a wide format graphics printer, fill the tanks with textile ink, and expect it to penetrate a 20-millimeter carpet pile.
It just wouldn't reach the base.
Exactly. Zimmer Austria leveraged decades of deep, highly specialized expertise in coating systems, digital printing, and thermal processing to build something entirely different. Kalaris is a fully integrated modular architecture.
It essentially functions as a complete end-to-end factory line disguised as a single machine. But I'm still struggling with the physics of that. Like, how does it actually get the ink down to the base of the carpet without it looking blurry and washed out on the surface?
It achieves this because it doesn't just print. It orchestrates an entire chemical and physical sequence.
Okay.
First, it handles surface preparation, applying specific pretreatment chemicals that literally open up the fiber pores so they're ready to receive the color.
Oh, wow.
Then comes the exact ink application, where the print heads fire dye droplets at high velocity to drive the color deep into the pile. But the real magic happens immediately after, in the controlled fixation phase.
The thermofixation units?
Yes. The system uses inline steaming and thermofixation. It applies precise amounts of heat and moisture, which forces the dye molecules to chemically bond permanently within the polymer structure of the fiber itself.
So it's not just sitting on top?
No, the color isn't just sitting on the outside of the yarn where it can wear off. It literally becomes part of the fiber. And finally, it aligns seamlessly with the backing and finishing lines.
Which brings us to the technical capabilities, because understanding that mechanism makes the actual numbers genuinely jaw-dropping. The direct digital printing is completely independent of the weaving structure, meaning you aren't limited by how the yarn is physically tied. But the resolution is what caught my attention. Kalaris operates with printing resolutions between 400 to 600 dots per inch.
Yeah, achieving that level of high-definition sharpness on a textile is a monumental engineering feat.
It's wild. Getting 600 dpi on a flat, glossy piece of photo paper is easy, but a carpet is three-dimensional. Printing 600 dpi on a thick carpet is like trying to paint a highly detailed, photorealistic portrait on a field of tall grass instead of a flat canvas.
That's a great way to put it.
The fact that the system ensures the ink penetrates all the way down the fiber without bleeding horizontally and blurring the image is incredible.
Furthermore, it accomplishes this precision at industrial speeds. The system hits production rates of several hundred square meters per hour.
See, I have to challenge that claim, though. I can understand doing a custom 600 dpi run for a boutique hotel very slowly, but hitting hundreds of square meters an hour? How does the ink even have time to dry or bond before the carpet is rolled up at the end of the line? Wouldn't it just smear into a wet mess?
That is exactly why the inline integration we discussed is so critical. In an older piecemeal system, you might print the carpet, roll it up wet, move it across the factory floor, and put it into a separate steamer.
Which invites smearing.
Exactly. That invites smearing and requires really slow speeds. Because Kalaris integrates the printing, the immediate steaming, the washing, and the drying into one continuous synchronized feed, a carpet is fully fixed and dry the moment it comes off the line. It never has a chance to smear.
That level of synchronization is brilliant. And the scale of the machine itself matches that ambition. The printing widths are scalable up to 5.0 meters.
Yeah, it's massive.
5 meters? That's over 16 feet wide? That completely changes the installation logistics for commercial spaces. You aren't just piecing together narrow strips of carpet and trying to hide the seams. You can print an entire corporate corridor or a hotel lobby floor in a single continuous sweep.
The physical dimensions are massive, but the chemical compatibility is arguably even more important for the industry. The system is fully compatible with standard polyamide and polyester fibers, even when woven into incredibly dense, heavy pile structures.
And the implication of that fiber compatibility is huge for manufacturers. It means you don't have to source exotic, hyper-expensive, print-specific yarns just to use this machine. You get to use the absolute workhorses of the commercial flooring industry.
Precisely. Polyamides and polyesters dominate the contract market because they are remarkably resilient. But they demand highly specific chemical fixation processes for dyes to bond permanently. By mastering the complex ink chemistry and thermal processing required for those specific everyday fibers, Zimmer Austria essentially unlocked the entire global contract market.
While the technological specs are fascinating, they're really only half the story. The true revolution always happens when a new technology fundamentally changes who holds the power in a creative process.
Yeah, this is a vital structural shift to examine. Historically, in traditional manufacturing, production capabilities always dictated design. The machine was the boss.
Right.
A designer might draft a brilliant, colorful concept for a space, but the factory would look at the file and say, well, the loom physically cannot do that, or we don't have those six specific yarn colors loaded on the creel.
Or we can do it, but you have to order a minimum of 10 miles of it.
Exactly. The creative vision was always bottlenecked by the mechanical reality of the factory floor. But with digital carpet printing through Kolaris, that entire hierarchy is reversed.
The designer is suddenly the one in the driver's seat. Design now dictates production.
Yeah. If an architect wants a photorealistic image of a forest floor in the middle of a corporate office, the production line simply absorbs the digital file and prints it.
Let's bring this back to the physical world you interact with every day. Think about the architects and project planners designing the spaces you work and travel in. They finally have ultimate control over the environment.
It's total freedom.
Imagine a major hotel chain that wants a unique, highly localized brand identity in every single room across 100 different cities. The Miami location can have vibrant tropical gradients woven into the floor, while the London location has subdued classic tartans.
Or consider corporate offices that need customized functional zones. The marketing department might get a high-energy, chaotic, geometric pattern to spur creativity, while the accounting floor gets a calm, structured, monochromatic layout.
Which would have been impossible before.
Right. Previously, the minimum order quantities made sourcing different custom carpets for a single building financially impossible. Now, because the printing is direct and digital, all of those varying designs can be sent to the printer as a single, continuous digital file.
Carpets have fundamentally evolved from standardized background commodities into active design elements. You can use them for architectural storytelling. You can print a highly detailed map of a city directly into the floor of a museum exhibit. You can print permanent wayfinding lines that seamlessly guide hospital visitors from the entrance directly to the elevators.
However, we do need a necessary reality check here to keep this analysis grounded. Kolaris is not attempting to completely erase traditional weaving from the global supply chain.
Right.
Nor is it meant to compete in the ultra-low-cost, bottom-of-the-barrel mass production sector.
If a brand's entire business model is churning out a million identical cheap beige rugs for a big-box discount store, they are absolutely still going to use a traditional mechanical loom.
Traditional looms will always offer unparalleled scale efficiency for massive, repetitive, low-margin volumes. The future of the industry isn't a zero-sum game between digital and traditional. We are entering a strategically hybrid future.
That makes total sense.
Smart manufacturers will maintain their traditional looms for baseline mass-market products, while utilizing the digital agility of the Kolaris system for their high-margin, design-driven projects, custom corporate orders, and premium architectural clients.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Because the ability to print customized designs a la carte doesn't just benefit the interior designers and the architects. It actually solves one of the heaviest, most complicated, and frankly, most expensive burdens in the entire textile industry, the environmental impact.
This might be the most critical element of the entire structural shift. When you analyze the environmental cost of traditional carpet manufacturing, the numbers are just staggering. Conventional carpet dyeing is an incredibly resource-intensive process.
Walk us through the mechanics of that old process, because I don't think most people realize how much actual waste goes into making a carpet a certain color.
Traditionally, to dye a carpet, you either have to dye the yarn before it is even woven, or you submerge massive, completed batches of carpet into giant vats of dye.
Wow.
Both methods require enormous, almost incomprehensible water consumption just to saturate the heavy textiles. With that water comes heavy chemical usage to assure the dye is set properly, followed by more water to wash out the unbound chemicals.
And beyond the chemical waste, there is a massive business risk. If you are managing a manufacturing facility right now, think about your warehouse space. Think about how much valuable square footage is taken up by dead stock.
Oh, the dead stock problem is huge.
You had to run 5 miles of a specific green carpet just to make the loom setup financially viable, but the client only needed 2 miles. Now you have 3 miles of green carpet sitting on a shelf, depreciating in value simply because that color went out of style.
That is the ultimate penalty of overproduction. It harms the environment through wasted resources, and it destroys the company's bottom line through tied-up capital. But by transitioning to the Kolaris digital system, production becomes entirely on demand.
You eliminate the giant vats of dye completely. You directly minimize water usage. You slash the amount of chemical waste because the print heads are only firing exactly the microscopic amount of ink needed for the specific design exactly where it belongs.
Exactly. There is no excess dye to wash down the drain.
And most importantly, for the business side, you virtually eliminate that warehouse full of dead stock. You only make what the market demands, exactly when the market demands it.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this isn't just about feeling good about the environment or generating positive public relations. For export-oriented producers, especially those navigating the incredibly strict regulatory frameworks coming out of Europe right now, sustainability is no longer just a marketing buzzword. It is a mandatory legal procurement requirement.
Meaning, if your factory isn't hitting strict environmental benchmarks regarding water waste and carbon footprint, large European institutional buyers literally aren't allowed to purchase from you.
Major corporate builds, government contracts, hospital networks, they all have rigid environmental, social, and governance criteria written into their building codes.
Right.
If you are a manufacturer relying on traditional, highly wasteful vat dyeing methods, you're going to find yourself permanently locked out of those lucrative global markets. What Kolaris provides is what is brilliantly categorized as sustainability by process, rather than just a sustainability claim.
I love that distinction, sustainability by process versus sustainability by claim. It means a company isn't just buying arbitrary carbon offsets or tweaking their cardboard packaging to look green while polluting out the back door.
Exactly.
The actual physical, mechanical mechanism of how they manufacture the product is inherently engineered to be less wasteful. You are fixing the root cause of the environmental problem on the factory floor rather than trying to put a PR band-aid on the symptoms later.
Which is a remarkably powerful advantage in today's regulatory climate. It heavily lowers a manufacturer's environmental footprint, but it simultaneously lowers their financial exposure.
Yeah, less money spent on wasted ink.
Less money spent on water treatment, and zero capital trapped in dead stock sitting in a warehouse. It is one of those rare industrial scenarios where the environmentally responsible choice is also the most economically efficient and profitable choice for premium markets.
So what does this all mean? When we zoom out and look at all these moving parts, the incredible 600 DPI precision on a 3D surface, the modular inline integration by Zimmer Austria, the flipping of the design hierarchy to empower architects, and the built-in sustainability by process. What is the ultimate takeaway from this analysis of the carpet industry?
The core message is that the carpet industry's embrace of Kolaris represents a deeply pragmatic shift in operational mindset. This is a sector that is historically cautious, highly localized, and fiercely cost-aware.
They don't just buy new machines for fun.
Exactly. They do not adopt massive new machinery just because it's flashy. They adopt it because the underlying math demands it. What we are witnessing is a permanent structural move from mechanical rigidity to digital flexibility. It is a transition from long, agonizing production cycles to rapid, agile response times.
They are shifting from a production-first mindset, where the machine dictates the product, to a market-first mindset, where the consumer dictates the product.
By doing so, it elevates the carpet from a simple, repetitive floor covering into a highly intelligent canvas for design.
And that leaves us with a pretty fascinating thought to mull over. If thick industrial carpets can now be printed with the high-definition precision of a glossy photograph, completely on demand and without environmental penalties, how long until the floor beneath our feet becomes a fully dynamic, customizable canvas in every space we enter? Imagine walking into a retail space where the carpet dynamically tells the story of the brand, where the aesthetics of the floor flow directly into the architecture of the walls, or where the ground itself acts as an interactive piece of art that changes from season to season. The physical technology is no longer the bottleneck holding the industry back. The only limit left is the imagination of the designer holding the digital file. Thank you very much for listening to us. For more analytical podcasts, follow our site at www.cohentextilejournal.com.